This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays at civicmedia.us. This is from Scripps News. Nobody with the byline. Headline reads...
Nobody wanted it.
Kings Island visitors warned to keep mouth closed on amusement park rides because of cicadas. Mm. This is from last month. Brood 14 out and about in Mason, bringing uninvited guests to one of the area's biggest attractions, Kings Island in Mason, Ohio. I've heard a lot about this from friends who are big roller coaster fans. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be fabulous, Kings Island. Yeah. Roller coasters, everything else. Unfortunately, Brood 14 of cicadas were so bad this year that they had to tell people going on rides to make sure they kept their mouths closed. So you didn't get a mouthful of cicada.
That to me is just a free meal at a park because food is expensive there. You want to get a funnel cake? It's like $40.
Good protein there in those cicadas.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, several people shared their experiences of cicadas joining them at the amusement park, including Mom Hope Daniels, who shared the moment when her son Oliver realized a cicada landed on him. He loves all things bugs and earth, but when it comes to cicadas, I don't know if it's the legs or whatever, they creep him out. She was one of many sharing their cicada-filled trip to this amusement park. I think we're starting to embrace and make them our friends. We're taking them with us everywhere. On roller coasters.
In our hair. Right?
In our hair. Enjoy the cicadas when you're on the ride, but keep your mouth closed.
To me, that's very funny, actually. Chris on the text line says, what about one in the eye? Ouch. Absolutely. Those things are like hard shell little tacos coming right at you.
So you're still going to be bombarded with cicadas in your face.
But the notion of like, let's think about it. Like, all right, the advice is to keep your mouth closed while being on the roller coaster. You think to yourself, okay, I'll just do that. What do you do on a roller coaster when it goes down the big hill?
You scream.
So it's either, can you imagine just a car full of no voices or just nothing. It's dead silence as you're just like,
whoosh. Nobody says a word.
How about we just wait until cicada season is over and then we go?
I'm thinking, what about little Devo helmets?
Little Devo.
With a little face shield.
Oh, that's.
And then they can be pink, pink.
And you can scream all you want.
And you can scream and you can see them bouncing off your shield. I'm trying to help.
Just the notion. I just go back to the conversation we had last year. I love that cicadas have evolved in a way where they come back at odd times. So to because predators can't understand.
Yes, to throw them off.
Like,
yes.
How do we stay alive? Let's come back in 17
they
years.
They will never see us coming.
Exactly.
They will never see us coming.
Unless you're on a roller coaster, then they're coming right for your face.
Apparently things have gotten a little bit better since last month. But there have been some pretty amusing photos taken because you can always get photos of you riding down the... And everybody's riding with their lips shut going...
Every day this show is called... Every day this segment's called something and you wanted to call it the wheel edition. I'm like, I can't spell that. We're having so much fun, I can't...
That wraps up today's edition of...
This shouldn't be a thing.